It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. For years, there's been talk of a tax on carbon pollution as a way to fight global warming. But it's gotten little traction until recently, when both conservative and liberal economists have argued that a carbon tax could help cut the federal deficit and keep other taxes low. Joining us to discuss all this is Harvard economist Joe Aldi, a former aide to President Obama. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Professor Aldi, we asked you to come in because there seems to be all this excitement now in Washington about the prospect of a carbon tax. There have been a series of meetings, and recently there was a standing room only meeting at the American Enterprise Institute, which is known for being fairly conservative and skeptical of the whole notion of dealing with climate issues. Why is Washington suddenly so interested in a carbon tax?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons why Washington is interested in a carbon tax. One is that if you paired it with reducing tax rates, you could actually make our tax system more efficient. I think also it's just a function of the math, that when you look at the alternatives to raising revenues or cutting spending in the tax and fiscal reform debate, there are a lot of actually not very palatable alternatives. And all of a sudden, the carbon tax looks more appealing when you compare it in magnitude, say, to letting the payroll tax increase by 2%. People have talked about the reduction in spending on defense and on entitlements. It's also on par in terms of the home mortgage interest deduction, which some people say if we got rid of the home mortgage interest deduction, that would help close the budget deficit and deal with our long-term debt problems. None of those are easy options. And I think when you look at the potential revenue that a carbon tax can raise, that looks more appealing than having to go down some of these other avenues.
So explain to us the concept of a carbon tax. How would this work?
So the basic idea of a carbon tax is to say that all the sources of carbon dioxide, the most important greenhouse gas, would actually have to bear the cost that they impose on the global environment. So you would actually impose a tax for every ton of carbon dioxide that's emitted when we burn a ton of coal, we burn natural gas, or we burn oil and petroleum products.
So where in the world has a carbon tax been used so far?
So we've seen it in a number of places. A number of Northern European countries have actually had a carbon tax on the books and in place dating back to the early 1990s. So Sweden, Finland, Norway, and Denmark have all had carbon taxes in their energy system. Some of the carbon taxes range anywhere from $20 to $100 a ton of CO2, which are actually quite meaningful and I think in some cases larger than what we would consider here in the United States. I think most relevant when we think about it in the context of the current fiscal environment is what British Columbia implemented in 2008. The province of British Columbia imposed a carbon tax, and they used all the revenues to reduce existing household taxes on for family income and business taxes, about a 50-50 split between families and businesses. They've ramped the tax up. It's now $30 a ton of CO2. So they set at the beginning a schedule where the price would increase over time. But every year, they take all the revenues. They don't increase the size of the government. They're actually saying, we're going to reduce. Sometimes it takes a while for the impossible to actually become plausible and then becoming inevitable. Sometimes it happens very quickly. I'm probably not going to go to Vegas and bet on it happening in the lame duck. But it depends on how these talks evolve. I think it's probably more likely that we'll do a short-term fix in the lame duck, but we'll probably structure it in a way in which we're going to see a bigger, longer-term, more robust agreement, hopefully in 2013.
How much do you think Superstorm Sandy has affected the debate on the carbon tax?
You know, it's interesting. When I talked to a friend about some of the images we saw from New York and New Jersey, he actually said, these pictures remind me of Bangladesh after a bad monsoon season. Like just seeing this unbelievable amount of destruction, the destruction of the roads and the bridges and the infrastructure and houses completely wiped out. And I think it's important to really say we know climate change can actually impose real damages to us here in the United States. And whether we think that Sandy was the function of climate change or not, we do know from the best science that's out there that storms like Sandy are going to become more common. Being able to say, wait, if we don't do anything about this, we're going to see more storms like Sandy. We're going to see more droughts like what we've been experiencing here in the United States in the last couple of years. I think that actually will create more interest for people to say, well, what can we do about this? You know, how can we take action? And being able to sort of identify some of the policy tools at our disposal, I think will encourage the public to say, you know what, let's try that idea. Let's see if we can actually do that, make a difference in terms of how we produce and consume our energy, and recognize we can do this in a way that's actually good for our economy.
Joe Aldi is an economist who teaches at Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. Thanks so much for coming in, Joe.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.